Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm a little upset at both of you. Some days, BK, you're a follower. I'm just going to say that. You're a follower here. Some days, Sean comes in here and he has the Chiefs going 16-0. The Patriots are done. Mahomes is going to throw for 5,500 yards and 60 touchdowns, and you're right there with him. And then the next day, he'll have the Chiefs going 9-7. The Chargers will go 16-0. Mahomes is a little bit overrated. Hill's going to be out 9 weeks, and you're right there with him.
That's not accurate. None of what you've said so far is accurate.
Literally nothing.
So today, we're planning for the show, and Sean's looking at the schedule. And he says, do you think the Chiefs are going to win more games or less games than they did last season? And I said, they are going to win 12 or more games this upcoming season. And then Sean was like, I think they're going to win less than that. BK was like, yeah, you're right, Sean. You're right. I agree.
That's exactly
what's going on here.
The man hardly ever agrees with me, so it felt good.
What's happening on this show all of a sudden?
So real quick.
This must be negative week this week. I got to be the positive one about the Chiefs, and then next week, is that how we're doing it? Is it like the good cop, bad cop
thing? You're a bigger buzzkill than Buzz Killington.
Is that what's happening this week with the Chiefs?
No, it's realistic week is what it is, because okay. I think you have to be realistic and recognize just how good the season was last year and how difficult it's going to be to win. Again, you think they're going to win as many or more games, right?
Yes, I do. I'll give you my reason why, but go ahead.
Okay, they won 12 games last year, so when you say more, there's not that much room for leeway. You think they're going to win either 13, 14, 15, or like Pete Sweeney said, they're going to win them all, which is insane. I think they're going to be a better team. I think overall, obviously the defense is going to be better. I think Pat's going to be better. Now, again, by the stats, I can't necessarily say that, but I think overall, compared to what they were last year, because of expectations, because of another year of development for Patrick Mahomes, because of a completely revamped defense, the team is going to be better. But, you know, I like big butts and I cannot lie. I take a look at the schedule, and by the numbers, it's the fifth most difficult schedule in the entire NFL. Therefore, I think the team, C-Dot, might be a little bit better overall, but they still win, let's call it, 11 games next year.
You know what you need to start doing?
What?
I feel like a whole lot of swag, a whole lot of game. At the end of the day, I feel like you got to have that. You gotta have that. It's 2019. It's a different era of football. You know, it's a lot of throwing, a lot of smack talk going on. But I feel like you just gotta have a whole lot of swag, a different mentality, and you gotta let your nuts hang a little bit. Honestly, I feel like this is a sport where you can't be uptight, you can't be scared, and you can't be in fear.
You never do that about the Chiefs.
For the record, they're hanging right now. BK, how many, real quick before C-Dot makes his point.
Except for Mecole Hardman.
How many games do you think they'll win next year, BK? Just out of curiosity.
Probably 10 to 11.
Okay, go ahead.
This is, I just want everyone to really understand what I'm saying.
By the way, Vegas says they're going to win 10 and a half games.
I mean, that's their over-under. That's not what they said. I believe that the Chiefs are an elite-level team in the NFL. Regardless of your schedule, you know what elite-level teams do in the NFL every year? They win at least 12 games. We don't look at the schedule and look at the 9-win team at the end of the season. You're like, you know what? That Packers team was really elite. They won 9 games this year. So it's basically, what do you guys think about the Chiefs? BK, if you got them winning 10 games, you have them as a regular playoff team. And there's nothing wrong with being a regular playoff team. We can agree in the NFL, if you're serious about making the playoffs, 10 wins is the minimum. I understand there's some exceptions. I understand some teams win 9,
yeah, depending the baseline on your division.
If you're not a 10-win football team, it is not realistic that your team's going to make the playoffs. And then that next tier of teams, the 12 and above, are the teams that legitimately have a chance to win Super Bowls. So if you got them winning 10 games, that's perfectly fine. You don't think the Chiefs are as good as I think the Chiefs are. I think Cleveland is a 10-win team. Again, nothing wrong with being a 10-win football team. But they're not Kansas City, who I think is going to win 12 or 13 games this year because I genuinely think they are an elite team. Not this week because it's hot, and then next week you'll be on the 16-0 bandwagon. I let my nuts hang like Frank Clark just said. I grab them. I think the Chiefs got swag. I think they're arguably the best team in the league. So I treat them and talk about them like they're the best team in the league, unlike you two, Benedict Arnold.
And real quick, remind me, the Super Bowl champion last year, how many regular season games did they win?
11.
So you don't need to win 12. It's not an absolute that you have to win 12. If we take a look at the schedule again, the one place the Chiefs catch a break is a lot of the toughest games on the schedule are home games. You play Indy in week 5. That's at Arrowhead. You play Houston, who for some reason nobody talks about. They had one less win and one more loss than the Chiefs did last year. They were 11-5. That game's at Arrowhead. A couple of weeks after that, Green Bay comes into Kansas City. So, yes, by the numbers, guys, it's a very difficult schedule. But fortunately, the way that it stacks up, a lot of their toughest games are at home.
Can I read you some more stats?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're right. The Patriots last year won 11 games.
By the way, the Patriots is on the road. So is Chicago at the end of the season.
I'm going to give you a couple stats here.
Okay.
In the last 20 years, only one team has made the Super Bowl without winning at least 11 games. That was the Ravens. That we can agree, the Ravens were not the best team. They were not one of the two or three best teams. They got really hot at the end of the season. They were not an elite regular season football team.
Let me correct your stat.
Everybody remembers that 2012 really impressive, interesting Super Bowl between the Ravens and the 49ers. Everybody remembers that, right? Two dominant performances.
I remember the lights going out. That's about all I remember in that one.
And I remember after the lights came out, it became a really, really good game, and then they won. But you're right. In the last 15 years, you know I love my sample. There have only been three teams who have made the Super Bowl without winning at least 12 games. One of those teams is last year's New England Patriots. The other team is the Baltimore Ravens. They got hot with Joe Flacco, that nobody considers to be a great team, and we all can identify that Flacco just had a really good month of football. That was not a great football team. And then the 05 Steelers, who had a young Ben Roethlisberger who got carried to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. I just want you guys to be more consistent about the Chiefs, because every week you got a different stance about the Chiefs. Either they're elite and the best team in the NFL, or they're not. One week you'll have them going 16-0, the next week you'll have them going 9-7, and then the Chargers going 14-2. Pick which one it is. I got them being an elite team going 12-4, 13-3 this season. I don't care about the schedule. I know the schedule. I've looked at the schedule a million times. It's not about the schedule. It's about how I feel about the Kansas City Chiefs, and are they elite?
The reason the 12-win barometer is going to be important to hit is because somebody's going to hit that in the West. Two teams last year, the Chiefs and the Chargers, both got to the 12-win threshold. So would I be surprised if it's the Chiefs? No. Would I be surprised if it's the Chargers? Absolutely not. But BK was talking about this yesterday, how as long as you win a certain amount of games and navigate your way through the playoffs, all's well that ends well. I disagree a little bit, and everybody knows this, but the difference in the path of winning the West, whether that's 11 games, 12 games, 13 games, whatever it is essentially like it was last year, where you have two playoff games to get to the Super Bowl, or the vice versa, taking the route that the Chargers had to with an identical record going three games on the road. As good as I think this team is, as well coached as they are, the defense is better, they've got the best quarterback in the league, I'm not sure that they can go three straight road playoff games as their route to getting to a Super Bowl.
And BK, we can find the stat. I don't have it off the top of my head. I'm guessing three teams in the last 15 years have done what you're talking about.
Pittsburgh,
went on the road.
Pittsburgh did it. I believe the Giants did it for one of their Super Bowls. I think it might actually only be two.
That's it. So you're right. It's possible that the Chiefs could lose the division and then go on the road and win three straight games because they have Patrick Mahomes. The odds, already tough enough to make a Super Bowl, are then stacked against you even more because, obviously, you got to go on the road and beat three straight playoff teams, which is a very difficult thing to do regardless of what time of the year that it happens.
Speaking of that schedule, it might come down to the final game, regular season game of the year, Sunday, December 29th at home. Get your tickets now if there's any left. Chiefs and Chargers at Arrowhead. I think it could literally come down to that to decide who's the one seed, the two seed, or the five, or the six.
So I just wanted, right now you would take the, so if I set the over on 11.5, you would take the under on 11.5.
Yeah.
BK, you would
this
take the
stat
under?
Makes me second guess everything that I believe. Because I believe that the Chiefs are a Super Bowl contender. I truly in my heart of hearts believe that.
Sean tells us every day he doesn't believe that.
That's not true at all.
I'm the only one that listens when Sean talks on this show.
Why can't they win 11 games to get to a Super Bowl and win the division and be the two seed the same way the Patriots did last year? Just because I don't agree with you that they're going to win 13 or 14 games because the schedule is more difficult doesn't mean I don't think they're a Super Bowl team. And just because I don't think the season is Super Bowl or bust like you do also doesn't mean I don't think they're a Super Bowl team. I agree with Las Vegas. As a fan, I think they are, along with the Patriots, you could argue the Rams and the Saints, There's a group of probably four teams, and I'll put the Chiefs at the top if you want me to, most likely to win the Super Bowl. I've never said anything to the contrary.
No, you don't have to agree with me. I'm just simply saying is typically you pick the exception and not the rule. You're right. They could be the Patriots. That's happened three times in the last 15. I'll pick the 12 where 12 of the last 15 years, you have to win at least a minimum of 12
games. The difference is, though, the Patriots play in a division that's crap. They got to beat out the Bills, the Jets, the Dolphins every year. I think the Chiefs in their own division this year have to face the third best team in the AFC two separate times. That's the difference. The Patriots are going to win their division. That's a foregone conclusion. For the Chiefs, as good as they were last year, don't forget, they had an identical record to the Chargers.
Yeah, I don't know if you're as high on the Chiefs as you come off. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know that based on your picks and picking the under. Just I don't know if you think they're an elite team if you think they're winning 10 or 11 games. 12 to me is normally the baseline of if you think they're an elite team. 12 is the baseline. So you can have them and the Chargers both winning 12 games. It's perfectly fine. I don't know. The season hasn't happened yet. But if you think like I think the Eagles are really good this year. I think they're winning 12 games.
I bet
like,
they don't.
I'm really high on the Eagles.
I'll take that bet.
I'm personally really high on the Eagles. You're not high on the Eagles. We'll see what happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.